No, the police are coming in right now.
Moments after four members of the group, the Madison Pledge of Resistance, entered the station, police came in and confronted them. The activists said they simply wanted to learn more about the soldiers from Wisconsin killed in Iraq and share information about veterans' recent testimony on their war experiences.
Judy, they said they're instructed not to answer? We're citizens of this country. I don't understand why you can't talk to us.
Police told the group to either leave and continue their activities outside in a parking lot or stay and be arrested. Right. Activists Bonnie Block and Joy First opted to stay.
I feel like it's really important that I stay here.
Okay, well, then you're under arrest right now for trespassing, and we're going to ask you to walk out with us.
Block and First were led to a squad car and cited $400 each for trespassing. Later, protester David Nordstrom was also arrested. Other members stayed outside and read the names of fallen soldiers from Wisconsin.
Joshua Schmitz, corporal.
Steve Burns of the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice says it's been a costly war.
The cost has been estimated now at more than $3 trillion. We're almost at 4,000 American dead, more than 1 million Iraqi dead, 4 million Iraqi refugees. I think that's the price that's been paid so far. And if we stay there another year, we can only expect the price to go up.
The exact number of Iraqi casualties remains in dispute, but anti-war activists say there's no question that the public's opposition to the war is growing. Burns says the issue will have ramifications well into the election season. Meanwhile, President Bush has defended the war in Iraq, saying the surge has worked, and calls for withdrawal will undermine progress. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.